The Lord of the harvest is calling for laborers true in his field. To gather the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls on the ocean in darkness are starving for life's giving bread. They're perishing now, they're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, all ready to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. We're happy to be coming your way once again by means of radio. We reflect upon the past year with some satisfaction for what has been accomplished in the service of the Lord. As we anticipate the possibilities of this year, we take renewed courage and hope that we shall be able to accomplish more in 1967 than we have been able to do in the year which is gone. I wonder if you realize that our broadcast next week will be the completion of 2 years on this radio station. It has certainly been 2 years of happiness for us, and we trust that we shall be able to continue in this service for the Lord and His people even longer yet. For the benefit of our new listeners, let me explain that we print these messages each week and mail them to those interested. If you would like to be added to this number who receive the printed copies each week, sit down and write us a letter requesting them. There's no charge or obligation. Or if you have a burden or a need, let us join with you in prayer, for God is able to solve all of your difficulties. You may address us in this way, the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now, in order for us to accomplish that which God has designed for our lives, there's one thing which we must learn to do, and that is to walk with God. Listen to this verse from Genesis 5:24. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. You see, this mighty prophet of old learned the secret of success. He walked with God. Even though this was back before the law was given or before Christ was born, this godly man, Enoch, lived so close to God that it pleased the Lord to translate him into his heavenly kingdom, that Enoch should not see death. All of this came about because he walked with God. Another man who learned this lesson was Noah. It is said of him in Genesis 6:9, Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. I would say that this is a good testimony for anyone. But listen to this verse from Micah 6:8. He hath shewed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God? That's what the prophet Micah had to say about it. He believed that one should walk with God also. But in order for us to walk with God, we must walk as Christ walked. Listen to this verse from 1 John 2:6. It says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." Christ set the example, and he expects his children to follow the example and live and walk as he lived and walked. Another thing we must do is found in 1 John 1:7. It says, "But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." To walk in the light means that one must live according to the understanding they have of the Word of God and seek the guidance of his Spirit. This would also include walking in the truth, for we read in the third verse of 3 John this scripture, "For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth." Then we read in Galatians 5:25 that we must walk in the Spirit. This scripture says, "If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit." You see, the Word of Truth and the Spirit of God agree one with another. We might liken it to one who was walking between two of his friends. One of them would be the Word, and the other would be the Spirit. I enjoy a walk like this. On the one hand, we have the Word of God, and on the other hand, the Spirit of God to direct us and lead us in his pathways. Here's another verse which we would do well to remember. It is found in Joshua 2:5. "But take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep all his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." This was the instructions which Joshua left for God's people. We would do well to remember it and to walk in all his ways. Again, Jeremiah 6:16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein." Friends, you have a choice. You may choose to walk in God's ways, or you may refuse to do so. You may seek a new way, but let me assure you that there is no better way, even for all the men of all ages, than to walk with God. Then again, in Romans 6:4, we are instructed that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. It's certainly a new life which one finds the moment they begin walking with God. We're further instructed how to walk in Romans 13:13. It says here, "Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying." I believe this would be a good decision for each of us to make at the beginning of this new year. I wonder tonight if there should be someone listening to this broadcast who has found that the wages of sin is death. And perhaps you have found that drinking and parties and the things of this world does not bring the satisfaction to your life like it will if you walk with God. Well, one might say, "I cannot see that far ahead to know how to walk with God." Here's the answer. It's found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. It says, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." You see, this is where faith takes over. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. so we walk by faith. Now, if this should sound like a hard life to you, just wait a moment. Let me show you what the reward is which God has promised to those who walk with Him. It says in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." And then, here's the crowning promise of it all, which is found in Psalm 84 and verse 11, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly." Friends, how's your decision for this new year? Is it firmly settled to walk with God? Are you in doubt, uncertainty, and perplexity? Let me tell you this. You will need God to walk close by your side through the changing circumstances of this life. For surely our life is a vapor. We know not what tomorrow holds. It will pay us to walk with God. Listen to this poem. "But should the surges rise and rest delay to come, blessed by the sorrow, kind the storm, which drives us nearer home. Teach us in every state to make Thy will our own, and when the joys of sense depart, to live by faith alone." Let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we're glad for the examples which have been left us by those who have walked with God. We pray that You would help us to learn the secret of success by walking with Thee, regardless of the conditions which may surround us. Give us a never-failing faith, that we may be steadfast and unwavering, with perfect trust in Thee, and Thine shall be the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's a song by the Carver Quartet, "He is Walking by My Side."
One is walking with me over life's uneven way, constantly supporting me each moment of the day. How can I be lonely when such fellowship is mine with my blessed Lord divine? How can I be lonely when I've Jesus only to be my companion and unfailing guide? Why should I be weary or my path seem dreary when He's walking by my side? Days may bring their burdens and their trials as I go, but my Lord is near and helps to make them lighter grow. Life may have its crosses or its losses or increase, Jesus meets them all with peace. How can I be lonely when I've Jesus only to be my companion and unfailing guide? Why should I be weary or my path seem dreary when He's walking by my side?
Until next week, at the same time, this is Willie Murphy saying a very happy new year to each of you, and a very pleasant good night.